Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Matthew Shoup, and he is the district conservationist for Cass County, and we're going to find out more about that. So, good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning, LaVon.
It's a good morning. Some rain perhaps in the forecast, which I hope is good. We'll talk about that a little bit. But Matthew, I want to talk about soil and water conservation. You know, we pretty much have a clue of what that's about, but I think we don't know what the kind of big picture is. So how do you define or how do you explain soil and water conservation?
Basically, our goals are to promote environmental stewardship, whether that be for land and water management, and we're both here for rural and urban landscapes. I like to go out and assess areas of whether that be woodland areas, invasive species, crop production, basically whole land management, and how we can all tie that in to better promote wildlife, crop production, reduce soil erosion. So that's the way I see it. We're really providing resources to farmers and landowners to aid in conservation.
Okay. And, you know, you really did give us the big picture there. Sometimes I think we want to separate those things out that, well, if you just do this to your soil, this will be okay, without thinking about what else that's affecting. So tell us a little bit about some of the kinds of projects that you're working on, perhaps now as we come into spring, or those that go on all year long. What are some of the projects that you're working on?
Yeah, so going into spring, you know, last fall, when crops were coming out, you know, there could be some areas that, as in row crop, we noticed some heavy erosion areas. Well, basically in the spring, we have a technician here in the office, and he's working on laying out, you know, terraces, waterways. We're working on structures. Kind of things that how can we reduce erosion on these crop fields and gather the water and take it to a safe outlet. So with that, and then we'll come into another program, CRP. And as of right now, you know, you'll see prescribed burns that are going on. This is to promote your warm season grasses, get better growth on them, and management practice along with that. We have new plantings going on early this spring. Another thing that you might see is as you're driving down the road, you might notice a lot of green. Looks like green grass starting to grow up in the fields. That's a big push that NRCS and the Soil and Water Board is trying to promote, and that's soil health. Even though it's not that tall, the benefits to that living root system and your microbiology is amazing. Your livestock owners that do have row crop, they can graze. Maybe it's a cereal rye or a winter wheat. They could graze that all the way up till they go to plant beans or corn into it. And we're trying to capture as much rain as we can into the soil profile in this springtime. It's very important that we capture as much rain. And with a living root system and microbiology, earthworms, we're able to let that rain infiltrate down through the soil profile with the implementation of no-till. So our soil structure is staying together. We're not disrupting it, and we're allowing us to hold all this rain that we could get in the spring.
So a couple questions there, things you mentioned. CRP stands for?
Conservation Reserve Program.
Okay.
And that is administered by the Natural Resource Conservation Services. But it is a program through Farm Service Agency.
Okay. And another one you were mentioning, this green showing up, is that what we would call cover crops?
Correct. Yes. That's and like I said, cover crops can be different species. And really it depends on what type of management you're looking for. Maybe it might be nutrient management, soil erosion. There's all different types of mixes that are available to use.
And so those cover crops are planted in the fall?
Correct. They can be aerial seated with a plane. They can be broadcasted with a spreader or drilled.
Okay, this is sort of gets us off to another question, but kind of related. You said this could be planted by plane. What about drones? Are you using any drones?
Yes, I have, and this is my first county that I've ran into this, and it's awesome. So I'm kind of excited to watch this take effect next fall as seeding with drones.
Yes, that's you got to keep up with the times.
Right.
Yes, and so another thing that you mentioned as you were visiting is that you provide services rural and urban, town and country. So how does that relate to, can I come to your office and ask a question or get some help with something? If I live in town?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. We don't look at it as how many acres you own. We look at it, how can we help you? Whether, you know, maybe you have certain trees that are, you're noticed they're dying, or they have some fungal bacteria growing on them, or you're like, maybe I got this little area I want to improve and plant a wildlife planting on that has, you know, maybe 23 different native species to Iowa. You know, it doesn't matter the acres, and it, you know, anybody can come in, stop in, ask questions. We're here to give advice. We may not be able to technically.
You're not going to have a technician come out and plant it for me.
No. So basically, we give you the advice, and we have contractors list of people that have worked with us and asked to be on this list that we can provide you for you to reach out to them.
Okay. Excellent. So we talked about trees as a part of this, and also the cover crops. I guess I want to go back to that for a minute because, as you said, we can look out and see those in the fields now. But a cover crop is a good thing for our home gardens also.
Correct. If there's anything, if you want to try to scavenge nutrients, you know, brassicas, your radishes and turnips, something very good to hold nutrients all winter.
Okay.
And, you know, they can put off some gases that also would take care of pest pressure that you may be seeing in your garden.
Okay. So again, that everything comes together. We can't separate out just parts of this. We've got to look at the total picture. Let's talk a little more about water and the quality of water and so on. And we talked about we maybe get some inches of rain here. Talk a little bit about water quality.
So water quality, we are trying to, how can we limit nutrient runoff? And how can we slow down runoff? And some of the best ways would be we look at high concentration of flow areas. How can we reduce soil loss, which could have nutrients in that, and they ended up going into streams? So can we grass down areas along creeks or waterways, you know, and that gives that a good buffer to allow that water to stop, infiltrate through the soil profile, and let them nutrients become available for the plants to uptake.
Okay, good. So let's talk a little bit about you, Matthew. I detect that maybe you didn't grow up in Cass County. Give us a little bit of your backstory. Where did you grow up, and how did you get to this point?
I grew up in North Central Missouri. I've always had a passion for agriculture and land and helping people be more productive. I went to college at Northwest Missouri State University, and after graduating there, I ended up landing a job with the Natural Resource Conservation Services as a soil conservationist in Platte County, Missouri, which is Platte City. And I started 5 years ago as a soil con, and basically just been building my career off that, and here I am today.
Oh. And you haven't been in the area a long time, as I recall. September maybe is when you came to the area?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, welcome to the area. I hope you're having a great time getting to know people and working with the soil and water in our area, which is, of course, a little different in different areas. We want to thank you for sharing this information with us, and perhaps you'll have somebody calling you. You're, at this point, your door is not open. Is that correct?
Correct. We can take phone calls, and you know, the number to reach us at the office is 712-243-3180. And if we can't answer a question, the great thing is that we all have partners through us. You know, we have Farm Bill Wildlife Biologists, private land biologists, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. We have great experience throughout Iowa that we can find somebody that will suit your needs.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Matthew, and with the soil and water conservation here in Cass County and the area. Until next time, here is a thought from John James Audubon. A true conservationist is a man who knows that the world is not given by his fathers, but borrowed from his children.